This is episode 54 of Games and More Entertainment Radio. I'm C4.
I'm Kovar.
I'm Ribo.
See, and he didn't screw it up either. How come only Ode screws it up? We got Ribo on the phone today, which is really awesome. And I was kind of surprised, too, because I didn't think anybody was around, and let alone, you know, you just kind of were like, oh, yeah, you know, get me on. We were trying to get a hold of Modem because of our big feature that we wanted to talk about today. He's actually played a lot. And Modem probably passed out or something, so he sleeps some weird hours. But we're going to start out with some email, and of course I can't print it out because I ran out of paper. But the first email here is from Thought Criminal, and let's see. Hey C4, I was listening to you, Kovar, and Wolf discussing an idea in episode 37, which Wolf apparently saw over in Asia. Blank Game Boy Advance carts with a USB port and software for Nintendo, Super Nintendo emulation and loading ROMs to the cart. Holy shit, what an idea. I need to go get some fresh undies. I must have spaced that part out the first time I listened to episode 37. I want to know if you guys have found this thing and where you get suitable ROMs. The way I see it, I'm morally covered if I go grab an original Nintendo or Super Nintendo cart of the ROM I want, or I want to put on the Game Boy Advance cart. Then I can finally play Final Fantasy VI, which you brag about so much, and do it at work where I actually have time to kill. Now if I can just find my damn Game Boy Advance, that thing's so tiny the pile of shit in my room is so big. I actually saw those things online a lot.
Oh, yeah, I mean, you can get just about anything online.
Yeah, well, so. Yeah, but, I mean, I think, I'm pretty sure, doesn't Licksang have them? Licksang.com, it's Licksang.com. If they don't, there's
Yeah, I think they do.
If they don't, they did.
Yeah.
They might not anymore, because I think they got in trouble for something a little while ago.
I'm surprised that Nintendo even allows it, because they're real harsh on this sort of thing.
Well, they don't allow it, that's why I think
even,
what it is.
There's a website called GameBoy-Advance.net. Which pretty much has any information you need on this flash card thing. They'll have it. They have reviews. They have places where you can buy them. They go into details about how to actually flash the card with the Game Boy ROM. Still underground, obviously. But
and then as far as the emulation goes, it's not like the emulator's built onto the cart or anything. That's also software that you have to get. And I think, wasn't it you, Ribo, that posted in the forums a while back about Pocket SNES?
Yeah. They have it's in the very, very early development for this one called Pocket SNES, I think, .org is the website. And it's a Super Nintendo emulator, but, I mean, so far it plays like maybe two games and without sound, and it's slow as hell.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's ingenious because, I mean, this is what, I mean, they all have to start this way. So eventually it's going to be,
exactly.
Emulator that you can, play Final Fantasy VI with.
Yeah, hopefully it doesn't get abandoned. I imagine something like this on a Game Boy Advance, which is still really popular and alive today, obviously, it's going to get some work done. Unlike, unfortunately, the Sega Dreamcast. You know, they have emulators for the Genesis and for the Super Nintendo on that, and they don't work very well. I mean, you know, they've got sound, and it's really slow, though. There's still a lot of ROMs that don't play correctly.
Okay. Frankly, I know you don't like to hear this, but the Dreamcast was never truly alive. So
ow. Hey, it wasn't.
We've all been burned by the Dreamcast.
It had a soul, man. It was great. It's still great. I'm looking right at mine now, and I just want to, hold it and hug it and tell it it's going to be okay.
No, but the thing is, when I came out, because I knew about the Saturn, and I didn't get the Saturn because it was Sega, and in my opinion, the PlayStation was better at the time, but as soon as Dreamcast came out, I said to myself, they're going to fuck us over. I just knew they were going to do it. And a year and a half, it wasn't even like 2 years, it was a year and a half later they just announced it was discontinued. It was just, you know.
Yeah, well, I know. And then, and, like, you know, with the Saturn you brought up, I never actually had a Saturn. And I, that's like a bad mark on my past. Because I've had Sega since day one, pretty much, you know, in my gaming career. And I've always liked their stuff so much. And then to not have a Saturn, to me, that kind of sucked. But at the time, I didn't have any money or whatnot. But then it seemed like that didn't stand a chance, you know, against, like, the PlayStation.
Well, from what I understand, you didn't miss much of the Saturn. It was pretty much a PlayStation where, you know, the graphics weren't as good, and I think they had maybe two or three games that were really popular, and everything was like Force or something like that.
Yeah, like Knights, there was a couple good RPGs.
Yeah, the Panzer Dragon.
Yeah, yeah. You know, but there's no way I could rattle off a monster list. Was Virtua Fighter, was that on there too?
Yeah, that was on there too.
Yeah. See, that's like one of the big ones, but I can't think of too much else all that would have been on there, so... I don't know. But still, I would have liked to have had one, but I don't know. Of course, I still troll eBay like every day looking for a cheap Turbo Duo for brand new for cheap.
Turbo Duo?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Dude, I love those things.
That's cool.
It was so awesome. And they had a lot of awesome Japanese stuff. That's what I really liked about that system was that, like, it seemed like none of the games were from here. There was like a handful of games from the USA or from American companies, but most everything was like ported Japanese stuff. And it was, the RPGs were just stellar. Some of that stuff was just awesome. I'm sure there was a whole lot of USA stuff, but I just didn't seem to play too much of it or something. Because, I mean, I remember, like, we had Order of the Griffin, a Dungeons & Dragons game on that, and it was so weak compared to, like, any of the other RPGs that were not from America.
I remember that.
You know, yeah, so, yeah. I don't
actually,
know.
I remember one called, remember the Turbo CD?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, a CD add-on? They had one, they had the Y, 1 and 2.
Yeah, Ease.
Oh, was it Y or Ease?
Yeah, I think it's pronounced Ease.
Ease, okay, sorry. Ease 1 and 2, yeah, that was, I mean, it was like the first game that actually had, like, anime cutscenes, and it was kind of like, it's very Zelda-ish, and it was really good.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. And wasn't the combat, like, side-scrolling, though?
Yeah, yeah. No. It was top-down. It was either top-down or isometric.
Huh.
Very Zelda, it was very reminiscent of Zelda. Ease 3 was...
Oh, okay, that's the one I kept seeing screenshots for then. I just seemed like that must have been really popular at the time. But like, and then they had Newtopia on there. That was pretty cool. That was like straight ripped from Zelda. Newtopia 1 and 2. And what I liked was like Dragon Slayer. That game was so incredible. Oh my god. And they had Dungeon Explorer, which was kind of like Gauntlet, but like cool.
Oh man, like, Dungeon Explorer. That was like, it was like an Uber Gauntlet.
Yeah, exactly,
it was,
yeah.
It had like 12 characters or something,
yeah.
Like that. It was ridiculous.
It was awesome. I played the crap out of that. That was great. But how do we get from whatever we were talking about?
I was talking about the
Game Boy, yeah, the flash card. So I mean, there was a lot of places, you know, you can go to get information on that and stuff like that. Yeah. So I've never done it because I don't see me playing that much Game Boy Advance. Like, even though I have it, and as much as I would love to be able to play all, you know, Nintendo and Sega Master System ROMs and whatnot, I don't. You know, I sit in front of my computer and play them on a bigger screen.
Right,
you know,
well,
hell, I play them on my Dreamcast more often than anything else.
As adults, we don't have a whole lot of places where we go where we can play video games.
Yeah, that's true.
As a kid, you have all kinds of places. I mean, lunchtime at school.
Yeah.
Or at the doctor's office, wherever, in the car. I mean, when we're in a car, we're driving.
Yeah, yeah. Good point.
Et cetera, et cetera. When we're at home, there's much better games to be played. Not necessarily better, but...
Other.
Better technology.
Maybe, yeah, there you go.
Things that are newer and whatnot, and so it's tough to play the Game Boys because we don't have a whole lot of places where we can play them.
I have a hard time sitting here on the couch holding my Game Boy. I can't do it. I've tried it. It drives me insane. So I have the Game Boy Player on the Cube, and that's actually much better. It makes it so much more playable. But the control sucks. Trying to play a Game Boy Advance game with a GameCube controller with that tiny ass little D-pad.
It's about the same size as the D-pad
on there. Exactly. It's ridiculous. I swear it's smaller than that one, though. It's got to be smaller than the one on the Game Boy Advance. It is tiny. Because it doesn't seem like I can quite press the buttons right, or I way overshoot, think it should be bigger.
It's also not designed for control.
Yeah.
It's designed for alternate stuff, like for instance, in...
like a hotkey or something, maybe,
yeah.
Or to switch weapons, and yeah, I know, but, you know, you can actually use the analog stick on your GameCube control for, I don't know if it's all games, but at least the ones I've tried, you can use that to control, but it doesn't work right, because you use... controls on the cube control that aren't on the Game Boy, so they don't register. Like, up and to the right isn't up and to the right. There is no up and to the right. You know, like it doesn't, it's not the same. It's not, it doesn't feel right.
The Game Boy player should have hardware, software, hardware, whatever in it that, that says up and to the right is like pressing
like
up
it does,
and right.
It does, it works, but it doesn't, it's not that it doesn't work, it doesn't feel like it's working. It's so, because you don't think that you should be moving Link with that stick, original Zelda Link, is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? Like, it does, it's not right, there's something wrong with that, so I don't know, I can't handle it, I don't know, I tried, but.
Okay, I'm the exact opposite. I like the, I mean, I have a GameCube, well, I had a different one, I had a GameCube, I had the little
Death. Yeah, you're kicking yourself now that Tales of Symphonia is out, aren't you?
Yeah, I want my GameCube back.
You know, I was just going to say that, but I was taking a drink of soda.
But, I like playing on the actual Game Boy Advance. So, I mean, I don't care if I have, like, a TV here or the GameCube or not. I'll sit on my couch and just, like, play the hell out of my Game Boy. I don't know, it's just portable, and I can lay back and relax. And, you know, I mean, it just feels right.
It does, you're right. It does just feel, it does. Yeah. It does feel better for the games.
It is cool to sit, to lay back in bed right before going to bed and sit there playing Final Fantasy Tactics or something.
Yeah, that's the like the only time I use my Game Boy anymore because I can't do it at work. You know, and like you said, being an adult now, it's like, you know, you have to go, like when I'm at work, I'm on lunch, I'm not sitting there for half an hour. I'm like, oh crap, I got to eat today. You know, because if I don't do it now, I'm not going to eat today at all.
I'm a dealer, a casino dealer, and so I get 20-minute breaks pretty regularly. And I've tried to bring mine at work and play, but the games I have, like Final Fantasy Tactics, it's incredibly hard to get one of those battles to fit for 15 minutes.
You can't, like, just pause it or put it into sleep mode or something?
Yeah, but then you gotta throw it in your pocket for, like, an hour and it's on.
Well, I don't know.
Throws off your time.
Yeah.
I hate throwing off my time.
It took you 700 days to beat this one map, you know? Yeah. Like, Modem and Tales of Symphonia. He's like, yeah, I'm up for like 25 hours now. Then he fell asleep twice playing. Shit. That doesn't count. Well, at the end of this email...
Yeah.
Thought Criminal says, speaking of Wolf, where is that guy? He hasn't been on for a while. So, yeah.
When was his last one? 38?
Yeah, it was a... 38? Was it that long
38
ago?
38 or 39, I
it
think.
It was a ways back. If you couldn't tell, he didn't seem ever too interested in it anyway. I mean, if you listen to the show, he's just there and says, yes, yeah, uh-huh, like every now and again. Wasn't really too into it anyway.
Especially towards the end, he was playing video games while we were recording.
Yeah, yeah, just to get it over. And he was just like, whatever, like not into it at all. And, I don't know.
The real life reason why he came down every week is gone. And so he just decided...
Yeah, he came down for school.
Yeah.
You know, so he happened to be here. Anyway, so it was just like something else to do, you know, to hang out and play some video games, and this is what I did, so we just kind of figured we're good, but he wasn't too into it, and shit happened, and I don't know, whatever. So, moving along, we do have another email, and I can't read his name. This is, Anonymous Mr. Warcraft. So, and this is awesome because he's in the beta for World of Warcraft.
Which is why we can't give his name.
Yeah, exactly, because the name he's got here is his character's name, and just in case, you know, Blizzard wants to be dicks about anything, and, you know, maybe you're not allowed to talk about it or whatever.
But we can't because we didn't sign a damn thing.
Exactly. Like, and that's how, EverQuest Radio gets away, or whatever the hell they call themselves this week. That's how they get away with it. Because, they're playing, but somebody else got in the beta and gave him the account information.
Mm.
So that he's able to play, that's how, Tasso, can, whatever his name is able to play, but he didn't sign the thing, you know, he didn't click accept, you know?
Yeah.
So, they can talk about it, and we can talk about it, and we're not saying who this came from, but it's pretty cool, he's in the beta, he says, I'm listening to episode 52 currently, and figured I'd clear up a few things you guys were talking about. I'm currently in the World of Warcraft beta, so please don't read my name on the air, as I'm not sure... if what I'm going to talk about is against Blizzard's terms of service or not. Player versus player works like this. Normal servers. Players can only attack another player if that player attacked one of your faction's NPCs and only for 5 minutes.
Huh.
So he gives an example. Orc comes into town and kills the innkeeper. Players can now attack that orc for 5 minutes.
That's kind of cool.
After that time, the orc cannot be attacked. That is pretty cool. You know, I like that because it does add... player versus player, like, almost open PvP without it being like, holy crap, I've got to run around and be scared all the time.
That means a guild, could go into a town and start attacking NPCs like they did in EverQuest. They used to do it all the time. But now the players of that town can come in and try to defend their city.
That's pretty cool.
What do you get when you attack the NPC?
What?
What do you get when you attack the NPC?
Oh, I know.
You get a flag, a software flag that says you're in PvP now.
No, I mean, like, why do it? I mean, do you get, like, a reward or something like that? Or how does it
work? Oh, I'm sure they drop
it. Wait, in EverQuest or in World of Warcraft?
I don't, well, I didn't play either, so.
Oh.
But in EverQuest, they would drop some gear, nothing too special. It was more just, you're raiding the town.
I see.
It was just something to do.
And that would be really cool, though. Like that, I didn't even consider that. If a whole fat guild rolled in and just started slaughtering people, that'd be nuts.
Cool, yeah.
You know, yeah, that would be pretty cool. Let's see. And PvP servers, players of the same faction can never attack one another. Alliance players and Horde players are always fighting and can always attack one another at any time, regardless of level difference.
Now, these are PvP servers.
This is on a PvP server, yeah. Okay, and yes, there is the occasional level 50 camping the other faction's level 10 to 15 area and picking off the noobs.
That's going to happen anyway. And that's why I don't like the non-level restriction thing.
Yeah, that does kind of suck.
When you're trying to get your character up there and you got some level 60 dude that's camping your body.
Yeah, that's...
Because that happens.
Yeah.
Then you have some guy that's just like, haha, I'm going to ruin your day, and you spend 4 hours getting killed.
That's just asinine. That's stupid. But
and it's gonna happen.
You know what? There was, I think it was Dark Age of Camelot for a while that, like, on the PvP, or they probably still do, on their PvP versus servers, it was like every man for himself. I think. And if I remember right, only like the first zone was safe. Like you couldn't kill anybody like in the first zone outside of town.
That's how it was.
But after that, it was like open season. You know.
That's how it was in EverQuest PvP.
Oh
servers.
Really? Oh okay. Give you a chance to get level 10 so you get your ass kicked.
And there was also several types of PvP servers.
Oh.
Like there was one where you got a single item off the guy if you killed him.
Huh.
So like if you had some fat gear on you.
Oh no way.
And you got killed by someone, they could take.
Here's an emperor's hairpin for you. Thank you very much.
There was another one where it was only what the money you were carrying on you. And there's another one where it's nothing. You don't get any of the loot.
Oh, I see. And that was per server?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
And there's a few other differences between
the
three.
Do you know how pissed off you'd be, though, after camping some dude for like 3 weeks, you finally get the drop, and then some asshole comes along and smokes you and takes it?
Well, that's why you don't carry that kind of stuff in PvP.
Oh, my God.
That sounds like glory days of UO, because in UO, when they first had PvP, and I actually think now on their set of PvP server, when you kill a guy, you can just loot his corpse.
Oh, yeah?
You can just take, like, everything he has. So if he has, like, you know, like, fat loot or whatever, he's good.
Damn. Every piece?
Yeah.
Oh.
Holy crap.
Every piece is rough.
No.
Yeah, it's like core. I mean, that's why I kind of like that. But
how was it in Star Wars?
High level.
How was it in Galaxies?
It was in Galaxies, you couldn't lose core. You just, it was just, you know, regular PvP. You just kill the guy and you just say, haha, I'm better than you.
Oh, okay. That should be enough for anybody. Don't take my loot.
Oh, man, I want loot. Come on.
Well, yeah, I know. But see, I'm the guy that doesn't want to do PvP. I hate PvP. I don't like it. I don't have really any fun doing it. I don't have any inclination to even try it. So to me, it's more like protect the guy who doesn't want to do it than reward the guy who's all about PvP. That's why we have PvP versus servers, and I don't play on them. So that would explain that. Let's see.
And it's good to have those PvP servers.
It is, because, you know, there is a group of people where that's what they want to do, so hey, you know what, let them kill each other. I'm going to be in happy land over here and play nice and be friends with everybody.
Well, that's what it's all about, in my opinion. Besides, it's too tough to balance the classes properly for PvP.
Yeah, that would be, wow, that would be insane. And then how would it work? You know how bad that would, like, destroy the actual gameplay when you're running around a party, though? If you've got, like, a cleric class that can, you know, fight just as good as, you know, say your badass ass warrior.
Yeah.
You know, and then you get into like a real fight, you know, and you're out there with a party trying to experience and whatnot, and then you've got the black, you know, or the wizards and the clerics and up there banging on the creature too because they're doing a ton of damage and whatnot, and can take a hit. I mean, come on. Well, I guess they'd have defensive spells and whatnot, particularly the cleric. I don't know. I guess it could be done. It'd be a hell of an issue though.
Yeah.
And I don't trust Blizzard to try it. Alright. Customization is pretty good. You can mostly only customize your facial features, but there are quite a few choices. In-game customization is much more expansive. Every piece of equipment, other than rings and trinkets, changes your appearance, and no two pieces of equipment, from what I've seen, look the same. That's badass. After the first 10 levels, it's very rare to see someone who looks exactly like you. That's cool.
It's important.
That's nice because that really helps you with, like, identifying with your character and getting into it, you know? Because now you're unique, unlike, like, oh, here we go. Like, in Final Fantasy, like, everybody looks the friggin' same.
Oh.
I tried to not mention it as much as possible. But, you know, everybody does look the same. And that, you know what? That's one of the really awesome things. I did not know. I didn't notice it for days in Tales of Symphonia. Your guys change in combat. I had no idea.
Yeah.
I had no idea until I got, like, some green rings for, Colette and...
Your weapons do. I don't think anything else does. Although, later in the game, there are some quests you can do for costume changes.
Oh, that's what... Okay, I saw screenshots of that, and I assume that was... Yeah, the armor looked the same, though. It did look the same, but I did notice definitely the weapons were different. That's kind of what I was paying attention to anyway, but that was really cool. That was neat to go see that, because I got a new staff for Rain, and I was like, oh my god, look how cool that looks in combat. I didn't know it showed up. He actually sent a second email covering quite a bit more, which is... I couldn't print it out. I ran out of paper today. Okay, let's see. Healing. Potions are instant use, but have a cooldown period. If I use a minor health potion, I can't use another health potion, not just the type I just used, for 2 minutes. Food heals health too, but over time, and you must be sitting down for the duration. If I used, moist cornbread, the level 3 food for the bread category, I will heal 610 health spread over the next 30 seconds as long as I'm sitting down. There's nothing in the game that I can use over and over to constantly heal, no matter how much money I have.
That's good.
We were talking about that before with Final Fantasy, because remember, it's only the potion you just used? Like, you could slam, like, little potions and then use, like, a fat potion. Because you have that medicine sickness thing. But it goes away, it's, like, instant on the little tiny potions.
Mm-hmm.
The regular ones. So, because we were talking about, if you just had, like, unlimited funds, you could just stand there and fight anything. But you couldn't carry that many, though. You can't carry a billion of them, but...
The Final Fantasy, there's, like, a massive delay when you use, like, a huge potion.
A huge one, but...
But the little one,
yeah. Yeah, and that won't get you very far. But early on, though, I use those early on, the little tiny ones, the little regular potions that heal, like, 50 hit points, and that goes a long way.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like a complete heal early on.
Yeah, it's so awesome. You're the man solo, it's like level 15 or so with that kind of stuff. If you have the money, it takes you, like, just a couple of hours. Let's see. And with regards to recipes, any skill gets a handful of basic recipes when you first get the skill. You get one skill point every 300 unmodified experience. Wait, hold on, I'm not following this. With regard to recipes, any skill gets a handful of basic recipes when you first get the skill. Oh, okay, remember we were talking about, what if you just learn them or whatnot? Okay. You get one skill point for every 300 unmodified experience points you use, experience points, and you use these skill points to buy certain level barriers of skills. I'll clarify. Oh, okay, so it wasn't just me. I'll need 10 skill points to buy the first level of blacksmithing, and by blacksmithing, I can level it up to a max of level 75. After level 50, I'm able to unlock up to level 150 blacksmithing with skill points. Recipes are bought with money from the trainers or found as drops. Oh, okay. At any point in time, I can call up a recipe book of what my character can make and what I need to make it, but some recipes require you to be next to something in the world, like a forge for smelting ore into bars, an anvil to make a sword, etc. Wow, okay, that's pretty cool. I kind of like that crafting. Instead of writing it all down by hand, which almost nobody does, because one guy did it and posted it on Alakazam.
Right.
And everybody goes and looks at that list. That's like, I don't know, I like, because not everybody has two computers either.
Right.
You know, a lot of people play, they have one machine, and when they're in the game, they can't really get out, you know, to go look at that stuff, and they don't want to print it out and have 75 pages of recipes to go sorting through, you know. That's pretty cool. Okay. Well, that was awesome. I like that. That was so cool getting an email from somebody in the beta, so now we know what's really going on. That's cool. Okay, we got another email. Let's see. And he signed on. Well, his name is different from the other one, so we'll use this one then. Foehammer419. Hey, I've only listened to Gamer a few times, but I figured I would give you some information, at least what I know, snippets of what I remember from magazines and sites, on GoldenEye Rogue Agent. Remember we talked about this before, and about the video that we were watching.
Last show.
Yeah, I think so. God, I can't even remember. Work screws me up. All this work, and I can't remember shit now. let's see. First off, you are not James Bond in this game. Okay. Your name is GoldenEye because I think I would look back at the resources, but it's late and I'm lazy. You'd lost an eye during an encounter with Goldfinger, and now you use a special mechanical prosthetic, whatever, golden eye.
See, this is so bad.
Yeah.
So bad.
I don't know about this. I don't know about you guys, but I think that's lame as hell.
No, that is lame as hell. You're right about that.
Yeah. They needed some excuse to tag the name on, so far the only tie I see with the Bond universe is the mention of Goldfinger. Anyway, here's the story setup. You start in some training sim for a government agency. I guess whatever one Bond works for, I forget.
I think it's Interpol.
Interpol? Okay.
They work for MI5.
Is that a real agency?
I always thought that was like Mission Impossible guys or something.
No.
Okay, I don't know.
Well, I thought
it was Interpol, but I'm not a huge Bond fan, so.
It's MI5 for James Bond, and Mission Impossible is the I Am Martian possible mission facility,
whatever. Damn. All right. I remember MacGyver, that's it. The Phoenix Foundation, that's it. Okay. Okay. You start in some training sim for a government agency, and they don't take you for the job because you use too reckless. Oh, you use too reckless and brutal tactics. Very shoot first, don't bother asking questions sort of thing. Anyway, you're pissed at them for not picking you up, so you go around as a mercenary for hire, all the Bond villains and such. Jesus. That doesn't sound like a good idea at all.
No.
That was the end of the GoldenEye part. But I don't think that sounds like a good idea for a game they're gonna slap GoldenEye the title. You're a mercenary going around after the Bond villains?
That's pretty lame.
That is pretty lame, and it sounds like it's
and the excuse for putting the GoldenEye name on it is even lamer.
That is pretty.
The excuse for putting it on is so you can associate it with the N64 game in your side.
Right.
Exactly. You're gonna see this and you're just gonna go, oh my god, oh, before I forget, what was the name of that Game Boy Advance game today? That role-playing was so awesome.
It started with a C.
Yeah, and it was like four letters.
Circa or Circum.
Serum or something. We saw this Game Boy Advance game today, this role-playing, and it looked so awesome, and I've never heard of it before. And I don't remember. It looked like Zelda role-playing style. Like, you know, we had a big conversation on this one day, didn't we? The hack and slash RPG, the action adventure. Whatever it was, but it looked awesome. There was one copy left, and I can't remember the name, and I was trying to not forget all day, and I forgot. Damn it. Shit, well...
It's C-I. C-I-R, I'm pretty sure.
C-I-R-M, then, because there was an M in it, I thought. We're making shit up now. Anyway, but see, like he said in this, it seems very first, you know, shoot first and don't even bother asking questions. The video we saw was totally like that.
Yeah.
I forgot to post the link in the notes. And probably forgot to post it in the forum too. But GameTrailers.com had that. It's the Hong Kong trailer that I was watching. It says GoldenEye Rogue Agent Hong Kong, and GameTrailers.com had that video, and I was just floored. I mean, it was shocking to see this and like be pissed off.
It looks like what Doom 3 technically should have been.
Yeah, totally. The way the action was and stuff. Yeah, I'm pretty upset about that. And speaking of Doom 3, his letter goes on to Doom 3, so that's why I put it last, so that it like perfectly segues us right into wasn't that planning? See that? See that? I'm so good. Alright. While I'm writing, I might as well mention that Doom 3, in my opinion, will not be run and gun at all. Now, he sent this on July 30th, by the way. GameSpot.com's preview of Doom 3 for Xbox, played at E3, described it like this, and this is a direct copy and paste quote. Doom 3 is definitely slower paced than most first-person shooters, but that's the point. It's not about blowing through a level as fast as you can, but it's about building up your courage so that you can step into the next room. I've seen all the trailers, and it seems to be more of a slow-paced horror, sort of Resident Evil meets Wolfenstein. And now that it's out, everybody's been joking, it's what they call it, Resident Half-Life and whatnot. Yeah. Just to let you know. Anyway, if you read all this, thank you. I'm sorry I didn't have exact sources and quotes, but I can tell you I'm not making anything up. It's all from my very certain direct memory. I have the magazine. My mom says if you want to get all the quotes. So, we believe you because I didn't read any, so we have to believe you. I'm going to go look later. And they have tons of videos up for GoldenEye now. There's a bunch more. And I want to go see them to see if it's all just like Slaughterhouse.
It really seems like it's going to be.
I know, and that's upsetting because that's like false advertising.
Well, like I said at Chili's, it doesn't mean that it's not going to be a good game. It might be a perfectly fun, perfectly good time.
Boneless buffalo wings at Chili's rules, by the way.
Shameless plug.
Isn't this a GoldenEye? I mean, how complicated are console first-person shooters anyway? Because they're all pretty much just running guns. I mean, except for this, I never played this, this Chronicles of Riddick, which supposedly is better than...
I doubt it. After everything we heard, you know, from the emails and stuff, I don't even care.
We've heard a lot of stuff now that people have actually played the game instead of just looked at it.
Yeah.
And it's not really all that was cracked up to be.
Oh, it's not as good as it is.
Yeah, so we hear anyway.
Haven't played it ourselves.
No, but I trust more in the emails that we got than the random, like, forum chatter and the advertisements and, like, the IGN, you know, BS stories about it.
The IGN, the advertising.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. There's those reviews. The review link should actually be just advertising.
Totally. Totally.
Okay.
There's two categories. People who paid us and people who didn't.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in light of that, just a great
way. Look at, you played, I'm sure, you played GoldenEye, right?
Yeah.
On the Nintendo 64. Now, see how different that was. It wasn't all about the combat. And what combat there was, it wasn't, you could not just charge into a room, you would get smoked. You really had to like creep around the corners and try to pick people off and shoot, make sure you shot them in the head to kill them faster.
Well, that's true, I mean that would...
Unless you got the golden gun.
Unless you got the golden gun.
Oh. No, yeah, I mean it was better than what had previously been on, you know, console. Before that actually, was the only first-person shooter they had was like ports of Doom and Quake, right?
Doom and Quake on the 64.
Yeah. There was very little in the way of...
There wasn't, but that's because they suck. And, there's quite a bit of them now.
Turok was good.
So I didn't like Turok either.
No?
No, I didn't like Turok. It was... I don't know, it could have been great. I don't know, I didn't really care for it too much. But to this day, I don't like any console first-person shooter except for two. GoldenEye and Halo. And Halo blew my mind. I thought it was gonna suck. And the first time, what?
I still think it's
not. Well, have you played it all the way through?
I played like the first level of it, and I played the multiplayer, and it just screams tribes to me. And what bothers me is that everybody is, you know, crowing about this Halo, and it's like, you know, tribes did this already like 5 years ago.
See, well, I wasn't into it for the multiplayer though, because the multiplayer I thought sucked. It was horrible. You're on a split screen with people. It doesn't run very good, you can't see shit. Even on Wolf's 55-inch widescreen crap, it doesn't look that good.
Yeah.
You know, and you still can't see very well, and there's not it's not good multiplayer, and I wasn't into it for the multiplayer, so I didn't care. But the single player was, the first level sucked balls, and that's what I played the first time. I sat down, Wolf got his Xbox, brought home Halo, we tried to play it, it was horrible. We tried to play multiplayer, and it sucked. And I played the first, I didn't know this at the time, I played the first level all the way up until the very end of the first thing, and I didn't know it. So it was about to get much better, and I quit just before that. I didn't know at the time, though. And then when I went back, I got a hold of the demo, like a year later. And the demo is at least play the demo. Try to get a hold of somebody's demo level, because the demo level is one of the levels from the game. And it's called something Cartographer. And it is awesome. It changed my mind about Halo. Just that one level was so good, I went out and bought it, suffered through the first level, and then enjoyed every minute of the rest of it. I was blown away. I was impressed. I thought it sucked and hated it. I don't know. Kind of looking forward to Halo 2 now, especially all the hype this one guy at work has given it. He loves it. He can't stop talking about it. So now he's got me thinking about it. But, right now, everybody's thinking about one game.
Yeah.
Doom 3.
Doom 3.
Which is out, and I must say, I am very pleased.
It's still not its namesake, though.
It's not the...
People have got to quit putting names belong on a game.
But this... Doom 1 was massive slaughter. You know, I think it was just like 500 guys in a room, and you just went in pumping rounds into it, just mowing people down. But remember how often they tried to make Doom scary. Do you remember there was, like, they had the pentagrams on the walls and the faces, right. And they tried to make it scary, but with the limited technology, I don't think they had the lights go out on you, and it was kind of scary to a point, so I think they were always trying for something like this, but the technology wasn't there to give us that.
Right.
You know, and look at the games they've released since then. Look at, like, Quake. Look at the monster improvements, but they used them for a different goal.
you know, right. for multiplayer. And I think they did a great job. But then when they took it back to single player, which I love, I really like the single player first person shooter stuff, and done well, where it puts you in the story, it puts you, you know, in this guy. This game sucked me in the first 5 minutes. That was when I knew that, oh my god, this is gonna be awesome, because I fired it up, watched the little intro stuff, and I was afraid that I was gonna see this long, drawn out, training thing, like you see in every other game today.
Right.
You know, you gotta spend 3 hours, you know, going through, this is how you shoot. You know, and there's always ridiculous controls. Okay, this is lean to the left, lean to the right, you've got throw your weapons, you've got use item 1 through 27,000 here.
You don't like all that? I mean, that's crazy when you see the game. You can lean to the left and to the right, you can put down your weapon, pick it back up again, and kneel out, and jump up and kneel. You know, all that halfway stuff.
Yeah, it very much does. It very much does to a point, but I think when it becomes more complicated, then it's worth trying to figure out. Like, there's only a certain number of buttons I can press at one time. Right? And when all of a sudden I have to look at the keyboard to make sure that I'm going for the right button is when they lose me. You know, and Doom 3 really simplified this where they said, you can't do any of that. You don't even have to open doors. It just...
Yeah, that's my... Well, I'm going to let you say what you have to say about it now.
Okay, so you're on the opposite side of that. That's perfect. So, I thought it was great that there was like, I was surprised you could even jump. Frankly, I was surprised that you could even jump. Because, and if I remember, I thought Carmack tried to keep that from being in the game. I swear to God, I remember reading something that they wanted to keep something like that. Maybe it wasn't jumping, maybe it was like clicking, having to click to open doors or something. There was something that he really didn't want in the game but ended up breaking down and having to put it in, and I thought it was jumping. I thought. But there, because it's like, it's unnecessary. You really don't need, you know, a button for every, you know, all these crazy items and crap. You don't need a lean. Cause, you know what always happens to me when I lean? I get shot in the face.
Yeah.
And then I have to, and then I just have to run out there anyway, like I normally would have in the first place, you know? And then there's like, crawl on the floor in all these games, you know? And there's like, stand, like crouch, and then full stand, and then there's full bore run, which everybody's always on run all the time.
Well, there's certainly games where that's appropriate.
Exactly.
Where you gotta crouch down and lean around the corner, and then, because if you get hit once, You're toast.
Exactly.
And those games, they should be in there, and it's a good experience.
But they're putting it in almost every game today. It's like standard now. But see, what I thought was so great was there was no reason to have that. And my favorite thing, there's no alternate fire. Every single game has got some kind of retarded alternate fire.
But sometimes the alternate fire is better than the primary.
Right? So then you have really screwed up buttons, depending on your keyboard and mouse layout, and I think that again, you don't need that. You don't need a gun that has 27 different modes of fire. You need one. You need it to shoot. And I thought, you know, a game where I don't even have to think about the controls. I sat down, just no problems at all, and was sucked right in. You know, after I went through the config, which was short, which was nice to see a list. Like, when you're going to set up your controls, it doesn't scroll for, like, 8 minutes.
Right.
You know, it's just the one page.
Right.
You know, it was awesome. So go ahead and, Rybo, go ahead and counter, you know.
All right.
Give the other side of the story.
I'm coming from a different school. I like, don't get me wrong, I love Doom. And as far as the first thing you said was concerned about how it's not living up to Doom, I mean, nothing can really live up to the original Doom and Doom 2.
Well, yeah.
So, I mean, how do you go in expecting that, you know, oh wow, to be blown away like a winner that goes first again? But there was a game called System Shock. And I don't know if you played it. Actually, it was System Shock 1. System Shock 2.
I actually have System Shock 2, but I've never played it.
I've played a few levels of it. I had a friend that really liked it. I had watched him play, and he was, like, physically screaming.
Yeah, it's really... Super Shock 2 is really one of the best first-person shooters on the computer. And what you can do in that game is... It's a first-person shooter. It's set in a space station, and pretty much you're the only one left alive. And you communicate through emails and, like, logs and stuff with the dead crew.
Oh, wow.
And then what you have to do is you have different objectives. Like, when you first wake up, you come out of, like, stasis. It says it's, like, stasis 2. And your objective is, like, being barked at through, like, these emails that this mysterious person is sending you on, like, the fourth level of the space station. And she's telling you, okay, well, you gotta get to the next level and talk to Dr. So-and-so. And the entire time, you can actually upgrade yourself. Like, when you first start off, you can choose, like, one of three branches of the military. You can go into, like, the Marines, which is basically if you want to run and gun, this is what you want to do. You can go into the Navy, which is if you like hacking, and they actually have, like a mini-game where you can actually hack stuff. You, like, click on different nodes and stuff to hack it. You go to the Navy. If you want to be like a mage-type character, you go into what they call the OSX. And basically, as you go through the game, you see the terminal where you can add different abilities. So, for example, you can add, you know, additional force powers for your mage, or you can add different, like if you want to use heavy weapons, you can add that to your character and so forth. And they pace it out so you don't get, you know, everything all at once.
For some reason, I keep thinking of, what's that, Deus Ex?
It's very much like Deus Ex. Actually, it's made by the same guys who did Deus Ex.
Oh, okay.
Made different first.
And System Shock 2 came out first, though, didn't it?
It's
yeah,
old.
System was first, and then they made Deus Ex.
It's pretty old, yeah.
But yeah, it's very similar to that, game. But it's just, it's so innovative because when they made this, I mean, at the time, this was like around 1998, 1999, the best thing in first-person shooters was like Half-Life and all these other games were basically just running around shooting things, and, you know, everybody's like, oh, wow, because there's an objective now, so it's just a fucking case.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I was kind of disappointed when Doom 3 came out, and they kind of copied that formula in a way with emails, and they kind of stripped down what was good about System Shock 2.
See, I've never seen that before, and when I saw it, I thought it was so cool.
Yeah, I was like, it is cool, but...
this makes so much more sense than a red key, a blue key.
I am of the opinion that if something works, everybody should start using it.
Exactly,
I mean,
exactly.
I do not think it's a problem that they took things from System Shock because it works.
No, I don't think it's a problem that they took it from System Shock because it works. I want to see them improve on that formula. Like, this has already been done.
Yeah.
If this was like, you know, Acclaim or some random company that's making this, like, okay, that's fine. But this is it. It is like the masters of innovation. They should have just taken that System Shock formula, because they already did. You also did parts of Half-Life, too, if you didn't.
See, that's what bothers me. Oh my god, I swear to god, I keep feeling that every now and then. I go, my god, I did this in Half-Life, and I saw this, and I did this already, but the thing of it is, which I can't explain it, I didn't like Half-Life. I played it all the way through, too. So, you can't sit there and tell me, oh, well, you didn't play it. I did. I played it all the way through, and I get that all the time. Oh, well, you only played one level. No. I owned it, and I beat it in like a day and a half. And I couldn't stand it, and it just wasn't fun to me. And then I see these things in Doom 3, and I was like, oh my god, especially the health.
Yeah, the health station.
That drove me insane. I still don't like it. I think they should have, like, a regeneration. Something more like Tribes.
Yeah, like, that would make sense.
Yeah, because you're in the future anyway. Have it, like, rebuild your molecular structure or whatever. Step into, like, a tube or something for 1 second, and then have it, like, regenerate you. That would make at least more sense than walking up to this box on the wall and clicking it for health.
That'd be cool.
That would have been a better idea.
But, you know, like I said, I mean, I expect it to be better than this. You know, I mean, it's a good game. It's really, as far as the graphics are concerned, graphics are gorgeous. I mean, these are amazing graphics. I can't even run it on my computer. Well, I wish it was a computer, but
how well does it run on your computer?
I'm sorry?
How well does it run?
I have it at 800x600 at medium quality, and it's decent. When there's, like, a lot of characters on the screen, it's kind of choppy.
Are you, what kind of video card do you have?
I have a GeForce 4 Ti 4200.
Are you using the new drivers?
Yeah, I got the new drivers.
And, wow, because when I went from the old ones, 56, whatever, to 6711 or 6111, it was like night and day. It really, and I run it at 1024 on medium, and it really gave me like at least 10 more frames per second.
But you have 128 megs in your card, right?
Yeah.
I have 64.
Oh, okay. See, yeah, a lot of that, yeah, that's really heavily dependent on that. Now, did you see the link that Spets just posted in IRC?
No.
Check this out. Let me grab the link really quick. It's on, I don't think Spets, I'm going to have to put this link in the notes. Check, okay, it's forumplanet.com/planetdoom/topic.ASP?FID=, yeah, this is huge, 5733, little and symbol, TID=1438663. But I'll post it on I'll put it on the notes. There was something you could change in your configuration. Read the thread. These guys are saying that they could not run the game playable at like 640x480 on medium or low detail. They said it ran like crap. Just changing something in the config file directly, like not in game but directly, and they're able to run it fine, perfectly. They said it flies 800x600 now.
Really?
Yeah, so I haven't had a chance to check it out myself.
At all high detail.
On high detail.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're not using any different cards than what we've got. It doesn't sound like anybody there has. I mean, one of the guys is on a GeForce 4 also, so that's worth checking out. I don't know how much it affects image quality or if it's something that's broken in the configuration.
When we're done recording, I'm going to see just how bad it kicks my laptop in the balls.
Yeah, Kobar just installed it on his laptop. You're dreaming. I don't know what you're thinking, but who knows, though? That's a pretty burly laptop, so.
It's not that burly, though.
It's pretty burly, though.
The video card's a Go version.
But it crashed on mine.
What happened?
I have my laptop, too, but it crashed on mine.
I'm not even going to try to run it on mine. It's
everything on this laptop it should be just fine, except for I have 32 megs of video RAM, because it's a Go video card.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it'll let you run it, will it? Doesn't it say minimum 64?
I don't know. It didn't in the thing. It just...
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. In any case...
Yeah.
Anyway, you know, one of the things I was happy about, though, you don't spend an hour in a training thing. On it, you know, you walk out, somebody talks to you, you have, like, a little bit of overhead, you know, like somebody on an overhead thing talking, and you're just kind of, like, in it all of a sudden. And I thought that was great. Because I didn't have to go through all this retarded training. There was like, I thought I kept coming to it because I had to walk around for a minute and I kind of like learned how the PDA thing worked at first, you know?
There is something really dumb about teaching us WASD.
Exactly. We've done this a million times.
Well, the training thing should always be optional. I mean, Half-Life had it where it was optional.
Yeah, exactly. It should be optional. Exactly.
So, even though I know, you know, WASD and all that, I would go through it because, well, it's kind of fun.
Yeah, exactly. I do it anyway. I go through it this is just exactly the same reason. I just want to check it out. See? Because you never know. There might be something you wouldn't know. Like, for the longest time, I didn't know you could listen to the audio clips in the PDA and close the PDA so you can walk around and listen to the audio still. I didn't know.
Oh, okay.
So I would stand there and stare at the PDA screen.
Yeah,
well, I'm just listening to this guy talk, you know. But some of the things about, I tell you what, I have not been scared, like terrified, like this, I think since Doom 1. Doom 2 didn't do it to me. Doom 2 did not, like, terrify me. Like, I would not walk around a corner and jump. I cannot tell you the last time that I let out an audible scream when I was playing a game. Like a scared one. Not, like, right. Pissed off. I'm always mad and I'm always yelling.
But like a high-pitched girly scream.
Exactly. You know, the other day, okay, honest to God, and you know what? You cannot play today. I tried playing it today, like, when it's light outside. It just doesn't work. It doesn't give me the same feeling. I played for, like, 15 minutes and I had to quit. I'll play tonight at like 10 o'clock when it's pitch black out, and I'll play it for like 6 hours, like last night. I got off work at like 8:30, came home, played till 10 o'clock. It's pitch black. I was so scared. Okay, I had to go for tacos. I was hungry, you know? So before I left the house, I turned on every light in this place. So that when I came back, all the lights were on. So I didn't have to like stumble around in the dark looking for it. Looking for the switch. I mean, to me, is what makes this such a great game, is the fact that, like, it stays with me for a little while after I'm done playing. You know, like, it's in the back of my head that, holy crap, a demon's gonna come jumping out of my refrigerator. You know, holy shit, I can't walk around that corner without checking it out or throwing a grenade down there first.
Yeah, I mean, this game gets high points just on atmosphere
alone. See, oh my god, they stuck me in 5 minutes. I was into it. I could not. The graphics are astounding. They're just mind-blowingly good, and I'm surprised that it runs this good. I really am. It runs.
Speaking of that, the thing that I am most pleased about this game is what's going to come after due to the engine.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think it's probably not using everything it could. I think the engine probably has more ability than it's even being used because the computers are still kind of behind. And so they had to chop whatever they could. Like for instance, only one room is being.
Oh yeah, have you run into it? The thing where you've noticed it does run really like I don't know how. See on mine, okay, if I'm in a medium sized room, because you're in corridors most of the time, and I get like a solid between 50 and 60 frames out of that. It runs really good for some reason. I don't know why, and I expected this to run like crap. And then like a monster comes out and it'll maybe drop me to like 35 to 45. Depending on, you know, what that monster is doing and how many effects that monster itself has. But it has to be like two or three of them. Like I can fight one and it stays pretty solid. But I get into like a really big room and because I think it has to load up too many textures, it's like we're only seeing the one room. Like in the video memory, it only loads up that much. And do you notice that it changed the name of the room on the bottom? Like every room you're in? Yeah, and pay it, next time you're playing, watch right underneath your health. It tells you what room you're in for every single room. I mean, in that first place, it's like loading station, like hallway between the loading station, the waiting room, waiting room, kitchen. I mean, like honestly, like it's almost like you're like zoning, but you're not real, like, you know, like in a, you know, because like it loads it just a little bit ahead of you, and it, they did a hell of a job with that.
Well, I think they probably did a whole lot of little tricks and,
oh,
and
yeah,
tweaks
had, yeah,
to lower down.
Yeah. Oh my god!
And so what I'm saying is, this engine probably has a lot more potential than it's even using right now.
Yeah,
I think things that are going to come out with this engine, because obviously there are.
Yeah.
It'd be good
because you can't do like an outside world of this. You cannot. I stepped outside. Like you're on Mars, right? And I stepped outside, and it just. 20 yeah. frames, you know, you know, and because it was kind of big, you know, like I wasn't like outside, I couldn't go very far. It's yet another little tiny room, but it was large, you know.
Like next year, the things that they're going to be able to do with this engine are going to be astounding.
If Intel hurries up with those 4 gigahertz chips, they said they were going to be out by the end of the year, but they're not. They bumped it to first quarter 2005. I want a 4 gigahertz processor. Come on, baby.
Yeah, how do they say this runs on that, the Athlon 64?
You know,
that would be supposed to be the Uber chip right now.
Yeah, I haven't read anything about it, but I do know a guy that's got a 3.2 and he does have it, so I'll find out when I go back to work.
Right.
Yeah, he'll, I'm sure he'll tell me. That's all those guys were talking about at work yesterday. It was, I gotta go home and play Doom. And I was ahead of them all already. That was awesome. But, I wanted to focus on Doom itself for a while, just because, I mean, this is out now, and people are going to be considering buying this, you know. This game, honest to God, it almost, like, there was a point where I think I was so, like, frightened, and so, like, disturbed by what was going on, that it was almost too much. There was a point where, because you guys haven't played it, right? Like, you've played it for an hour?
I haven't played it at all.
I played it for about an hour.
About an hour. See, and Modem has played it. He's like, he's probably right where I'm at right now. And I'm actually pretty far. I've probably like 15 hours in that already. And maybe not that much. Maybe 10 to 15 though. Easy. Because I mean, I played it for like 8 hours last night alone. And there's a lot of stuff that you're gonna see, you know, that in this game is gonna blow your mind. I mean, it's always the little weird freaky things, like, you have to have the audio up, because you're sitting there walking along, and nothing's going on, and then you'll hear, like, some random noise, it seems like. And I swear to God, you will jump out of your seat, and turn around, guns ablaze, and you're just blowing the crap out of some poor door behind you, or the wall, you know. I mean, anything, like, even picking up armor scares me. Like, it's all quiet and creepy, and I hear my footsteps, and I'll pick up a piece of armor that I didn't see on the ground, and it's all, and I'm like, ah!
Yeah, the audio's pretty good. You have that clip, I think you posted on your website, of that little girl's voice.
Oh,
about the baby?
Yeah, there's a video. If you go to the forum, there's a link to the thread on the front page right now. Go to the forum, there's a 50 meg video or something of one of the creepiest parts, I thought.
That was, yeah.
And see, shit like that happens throughout the game. You're walking along and you'll hear stuff like, help me. But it's like that quiet whisper.
Right.
And it's not always just a voice. You know, I'm walking down this hallway and a body fell from the ceiling. You know? And it's all, help me. And I was like, holy crap, you know, I'm about to piss myself here. Seriously, it is, I could not express, and there's no way that a video or a screenshot can convey the emotion that's put in me. It was pure terror playing this game. This is like way scarier than Resident Evil. And it's hard to imagine a video game being scary. But when you're sitting there with the lights off, there's nobody else in your apartment, and you have the sound up, and you hear nothing but like your guy's footsteps, and then all of a sudden the lights go out in the room. Right? And you're standing there, and you've got, this is one thing that kind of bothered Modem and I at first. We were talking about this, and I think it still bothers him, but I've come to terms with it, and I understand why, and I think this is one of the things that makes this game so great. You can't see a fucking thing. You can't see it is so dark. You cannot see anything. I mean, you're on Mars. You know, you're in a base, you know, in like a colony, and you're in these tunnels and stuff, and it's like, you know, a research facility, and, you know, it's dark. There's power problems. You know, they explain the story as you go on. And you have a flashlight. So all you really see most of the time is that circle of light that your flashlight's beaming on. And I'll tell you what, when you're scanning a room that's empty, there's nothing there, you're seeing wall, 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 door, wall, door, wall, and then you turn the corner and there's some creature staring back at you, and his eyes shine when your lights hit him, you know, and he dives for you, you've got, like, two choices. You can, like, pull your gun out and stand there, or try to dive off to the side, you know, and pull your gun out. But you can't see. And that's one of the greatest things in this game. Now, Modem was talking about maybe somebody will release a mod that will allow you to mount, like, a tac light onto the end of every gun so that you can see and shoot. But I think that would ruin it.
It would. It would. It really would. The best part is when you go into one of those creatures around and you have a flashlight and you have to quickly, like, you know, twist your shotgun or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And blow it away. I mean, that's just, like, that really brings
it to it really does. It's just, I mean, there was a time I walked into one room and there's three guys at three different points, and I'll tell you what, I never clicked my mouse so fast, because it was like, pull up the flashlight, hit the button again, you know, send a couple of rounds that direction, pull up the flashlight, see where the other two guys are, pull up the shotgun again, pop off a few rounds, pull up the flashlight, you know, I mean, it was just like, it was intense, and there is points in the game where, okay, I have yet to be surrounded by more than like six dudes. That's the most guys I've been surrounded by, and that did kill my frame rate pretty bad. But it's a constant stream of guys a lot of the time, which I think was a great, which you pointed out earlier to me, I wasn't quite picking up on.
Right, yeah, it seems like, yeah, you only have maybe two guys at once, but those two guys die and boom,
more guys
are right there.
Yeah.
And it comes in waves. I think part of that is due to the way the game is set up. It's not designed to be run and gun as much as it is to scare you and be a little more like Resident Evil.
I'll tell you what, they did it. They accomplished it.
And I think from what I have seen, they actually did do what they set out to do, which is good.
Yeah. This is the thing, is I started thinking about this because at first I was complaining. I was like, oh my god, dude, this isn't Doom. I want to run around and blow the heads off 50 things. And then it was like, I am so freaking scared right now that I wouldn't rather be playing anything else. This is so good, and I was so terrified that just running around blowing crap up wouldn't keep my interest as long.
Well,
look at Unreal Tournament 2004. It's a great game, but do I play it like for 8-10 hours at a time? No.
The action sequences seem to be long enough that it handles it, because, like I said, yeah, you're only killing off two things at once, but they keep coming.
Yeah. It's
one thing I would like, I don't know if it gets better, you know, as you play it, but so far there's way too much ammo. Like, I would like to have, like, ammo conservation.
See?
You know, where I have to, like, make every shot count. Or I have to, like, run away from these things.
What difficulty are you on?
I'm on the normal difficulty. I think it's the one right above hard or whatever it is.
Yeah, okay, that's the one I'm on, too. And at first, I was dead poor with ammo.
Really?
And I had to, yeah, I maybe couldn't shoot anything at first or something, but it seemed like I didn't have that much ammo, and then for a while, I was like, everything was maxed out. It was weird. I just had more ammo than I knew what to do with, and then again, and now I've got like no ammo.
Oh, okay.
So, I don't, it might just be me. I think it got into my head that I had more ammo than I needed, so I just started like mowing shit down. And that's why I think I might be out now. Because I hate ammo conservation.
No, I do too.
How cool would it be if you could, like, you only get, like, a few shots, and these things are coming at you, you have to make every shot count. That would, like, put real feeling to it, rather than just...
Yeah, rather than... You know what there is?
Just, you know, just spraying, you know, bullets through a room.
But see, that's kind of the...
I like games like that, where you're just mowing shit down, you have... more ammo than you know what
because
to do
with.
Because
it makes you feel good about your guy, rather than, like, creeping around being all scared. But, like, well, you know what I thought of? Like, I thought the ammo was just about right, because for a long time I had just enough. I had just enough is what it was. Like, I would run one gun dry, and then I would have to switch to a different gun. And then, you know, I would run that one dry, and I'd have shotgun shells left. And then I would go back to the machine gun. And then it seemed like that for a while, but then all of a sudden I had more ammo than I knew what to do with. But there's two things, I think, that... one is the difficulty. I'm pretty sure that you get less, you know, on the higher difficulty.
Which makes sense.
It makes total sense. And two, I think that, that's because you're playing it correctly, they're like rewarding you with stuff to make it easier. Because there's gonna be a lot of people that don't wanna get involved and they just wanna walk around and shoot stuff and they don't wanna take the time to read the email, to follow the story, to listen to the audio, to watch the video in your PDA. They give you clues on where to get new guns and ammo. And if you don't follow that, you don't get it.
Mm.
You know, they tell you how to get through some rooms, even. At one point it tells you, in fact, that was the video, is the one I'm thinking of, where it tells you how to get through it easier. there's two choices, and if you actually listen to the audio, it'll tell you how to get through it easier. And sure enough, it's a whole lot easier, I assure you, going the way that, because I listened to it. A lot of people wouldn't do that, and they would just run in and try to kill everything, but there's like way too many guys, you know, I mean, you can kill them, but, or you could walk across the bridge that you made come out, you know, hey,
right.
And fight two guys, or like eight guys, or ten guys, there was a lot of guys there. So I think they did a really good job of trying to reward the person that wants to get more involved, because I'm sucked in. I'm scared shitless of this place, and it's all I can think of is to play this more, because it's that good. I'm just gripped by the story. There are so many parts where you just cannot believe what you're seeing. Okay, one of the best things that Modem and I saw, and I was really hoping to hear what he had to say about this, I think he passed out, was you're in this room and there's no way out, right? Mm-hmm. There's no immediate exit, and from what we've experienced so far, you cannot shoot the windows out, right? You just can't do it. Yet I did notice that you can attack a fucking barrel with a flashlight that blows up in one hit. That pisses me off. Because I walked up and I figured it would dent or something, and I walked up and I swung once and it exploded and killed me. Yet if you shoot it, it'll like catch fire for a minute and then explode. And I was like, oh man. So I don't know if I just hit it just right or what, but anyway. So we're in this room. And there's a whole lot of guys in there. Like, of course they come in pairs of two, though, right? There's not, like, eight guys in there to begin with, or six, or whatever there was. There's, like, groups of two. So you kill them all, and you're kind of wandering around for a minute. You don't know how to get out. There's no door. There's no, like, secret passage. And I seriously was stuck for a little bit walking around this room going, God, how do I get out of here? And I realized that one side is windows, but I know I can't shoot out windows. You haven't been able to do this whole time. Why can't you now? So I walk up to one of the windows, and something throws a chair through the window at you and knocks you back. I jumped out of my chair, right, rolled back here, screaming, ah! This was at like 1 o'clock last night. Oh my, I mean, it's just, and there's so many things like that, they freak you out. There's a hallway where I have a video of this too. It's a really short video of like random little clips. There's one part where like the lights go out in this hallway, and like, the walls glow with like pentagrams and shit.
It's almost like it's breathing with unholy magic.
Yeah,
or something.
It is so creepy though, and it makes the scary sound, and it kind of like sweeps through the corridor and then goes away, and then it comes back. I mean, it's just so. And then you know how many times I've backed into a wall and heard a noise behind me and jumped forward. Oh my god, you know, and then a couple times shit'll reach for you through the wall, or something will bang on the door that I think a little pee escaped that time. I backed up into this wall and something banged on the door behind me. I don't think I managed to keep control that time. I mean, it's terrifying. One of the better ones I've seen. I was in another, I mean, most of it's pitch black, and that's why it's so terrifying. You can't see a damn thing in front of you. I'm walking through I'm walking like up this, where was I? It was like a staircase or something, and I come out of a hallway, and I had my flashlight out, so I saw it. There was like stairs in front of me. Mm-hmm. I put the flashlight away thinking there was going to be something behind me. You know, I just kind of have to anticipate it after a while. You know, maybe there's going to be something pop out soon. So I'll pull my gun out. Since I saw what the room looked like, I have like a 1 second mental imprint of the stairway on the right. I make a left, and like there's a hallway to the right of that. So I know how to get to the room because I saw it for just a second with my flashlight. I pull my gun out. I come walking into this room. I take one step on those stairs, and there's a flash of light behind the stairs that I'm stepping on. Okay, now these are not like this isn't a solid staircase. Like you can see through it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay? There's a flash of light. The minute I walked in there and hit that first step, a flash of light behind the staircase, and you see a figure standing in only the shadow of it because the light's behind this thing. You right. just see it, and it takes off running. Just and it happens in like a second and a half. Just poof, there's this flash of light. You see the thing go poof, that was standing right next to you, and you didn't see it. I mean, you're just like, oh my god! I mean, and the game keeps doing stuff like that to fuck with your head. You know, bodies strapped to the ceiling with their guts hanging out, and you keep hearing shit like, help me, save me. You know, I mean, it's terrifying. You get so involved in this. You're sitting here, like, sweating, and you're gripping the keyboard. You're like, you can't fucking move. And
baby flies.
Those things are creepy. You know, and it pulls out the what I want in a game. I want to feel something other than, like, my ass hurts because I've been sitting here for 10 hours. I want to feel scared. I want to feel happy. Whatever. Whatever. I don't care. But I haven't been scared like this in years. The last time I jumped out of my chair, I think I was playing Doom 1. with this because I had a sound card. Because Wolfenstein did it to me too with a sound card, and I would actually get scared when I turn a corner and hear a guard yell at me. You know, and I was like, "Whoa, this is really cool!" And I was pretty scared. And Doom 1 did it, but by the time Doom 2 came out, I'd seen all their tricks. It seemed like, you know, I knew the walls were gonna break away. There's gonna be a million dudes there, and it was bright enough that you could see everything. In this, you can't see a goddamn thing. You know, and you don't know what's gonna happen. The sound is just incredible.
Now, what was this about the software sound? Was that?
Oh yeah, Carmack did all the sound in the software. None of this will use, at least as far as what I saw, and here I know I'm going to be somehow wrong, there was a thread, an in-detailed thread on this at Armchair Arcade on their forums. They were talking about this, about the sound engine, but I guess it's all software written by, I imagine, Carmack, and it doesn't use crap like, you know, Creative Labs, whatever it's called, EAX and all that. But then I saw like 2 days after that or 3 days after that, like 2 days ago, I guess, there was a thing that said that Creative Labs did strike a deal to put something in the game with them. So I don't know if that means that they're going to offload some of it on hardware, or what I think is Creative just made a minor change or two to the program and threw their name on it for the recognition. I don't know. I don't like Creative Labs, so they can kiss my ass. Well, I always had a problem with their sound cards. Also, their hardware, as far as I'm concerned, sucks.
I've never owned one. To this day,
you're lucky.
I have an Aerial 3D. This thing's like so old.
That thing kicked their asses, though. For the time, that thing smoked Creative Labs. Unfortunately, they don't have brand recognition. The name Creative took over, bought them, used their technology. Oh, we got this EAX crap now.
I've never had any trouble with Creative Labs cards.
Did you ever have a VIA chipset on your motherboard? With, like, a Sound Blaster Live or the original Odyssey's?
I have the Live.
You have the Live? What kind of processor are you running?
It's a Athlon V7.
Who makes the motherboard?
I have no clue. This is a, it's one of those little shuttle systems.
Hmm.
Those little tiny, the, like, you know.
Yeah.
The boxes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For the long, I don't know, I ran into this problem, and I wasn't the only one. It seemed like everybody had major, for the longest time, problems with the way that the Live, particularly the Live, worked with the VIA Southbridge. So, I don't know. It created more hell for me than anything hardware-related ever. I mean, I shot holes through processors that work better than most of their crap on this board. It was just ridiculous what you had to go through to make this kind of work. All the bullshit little hacks I had to do. And the only thing that even worked was some guy had written some little hack himself that Creative wouldn't approve and whatnot, and they wouldn't make a fix themselves. Because they blamed VIA blamed them. Nobody would fix the fucking problem. You know? It's just been ridiculous. And, I don't know. The quality, I don't know. I've never been happy with it, any of their stuff, since, like, the Sound Blaster Pro 16. So, fuck them. But there's not much of a choice. So. But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about being scared shitless.
Actually, you know what? If you really want to be scared shitless, you got to play Mr. Sharkman.
I knew.
If you like this game, you're going to love that one, especially because of the RPG element.
I knew that was going to come up.
The problem with that is the graphics and all the technology is dated now, and so it's not going to have that punch.
You got to stop being a graphics whore.
Oh, come on.
I'm not a graphics whore. By any means. I sit down and play Super Nintendo games.
Still. Yeah. But trust me, it's not about the graphic. It's just...
It is in a way, though, because they don't have the same punch anymore.
That's very true.
They don't feel realistic enough anymore.
The graphics are not... It's not that they're like, oh, these graphics suck. It's that they're not, like, good enough because of now to put you in the feeling that they intended.
Right, you're spoiled because of what's up.
Exactly.
Exactly.
At the time, that may have been the most terrifying shit ever. But you look at it now, and it's like, well, I can see everything in this room now. You know, it runs at 9 million frames per second at, you know, 12 to 10, or whatever, you know.
It's all pixely. It's at the time, it was great. It looked great.
And I'm sure it did what it was supposed to do.
The problem is now you have you're looking at the screen and you're seeing Doom 3. You're going to switch back to System Shock 2. You're going to be like,
this isn't scary.
Yeah,
this looks like
pixels.
It looks like Lego.
Yeah.
Okay, well, originally when it came out, the graphics weren't the greatest of the time. But it's all about the atmosphere. I mean, this has pretty much everything Doom 3 has. It has the audio logs, it has, like, the weird whispers in the background. It has rooms that you'll be scared to go into. because it's like weird shit that you don't want to be killed.
See, I don't doubt at all that it's that it at least was. But when I walk into a room, let's say in System Shock, okay, that maybe is there any rooms in there where maybe you're gonna find like a dead body strung up on the wall?
Oh, right.
Okay, okay. Now what about maybe like a tentacle or something growing through the wall?
No.
Okay, okay. Well, when I'm playing Doom 3, and if I see a body hanging on the wall, I can see, like, his intestines, his heart. I can make out his liver. And it's scary because it's shiny looking, and it looks like I'm looking at a dead body. When I see that, I'm gonna see, like, 5 or 6 red pixels around the stomach area. You know, and it's gonna lose its punch. At the time, though, it may have been amazing. But I'm just saying that it might have lost its punch because it's just older. You know, yeah, we're jaded now to old stuff only because we have beautiful graphics. I don't doubt that it's fun. I don't doubt that it's a great game still. I'm sure it is. It's just that
the fear factor might be gone because of technology.
Maybe not. Maybe not. I don't know. I bet I could run it at like the most insane resolution with like 8x anti-aliasing and the anisotropic filtering. I bet I could make it look pretty slick. And still get like a billion frames out of it. I bet I could now.
Hey.
All of us could. Your laptop could. You know, so I don't doubt that it won't look pretty good, but I'll tell you what, I don't think it could scare me like this. I don't think anything could scare me like this.
I don't know. Just try. If you win, get the free time.
Yeah, if I don't have it, I know Hunter does. I thought I had it, but maybe he had it and I just thought I had it. Well, no, because we were both talking about it and playing it for a while, or trying to at least, and I think we only had one CD. One of us had it or got it with a sound card or something 10 years ago or something. Maybe he's got it. I don't know. I know somebody I know has it, though, so I could at least try to check it out. But I don't know if that'll ever happen. I got so many games here that are still sealed I need to play.
The backlog is huge.
Yeah, especially now that I'm not playing Final Fantasy. It's like I'm starting to acquire games again. No, I'm not playing Kingdom Hearts. I have it.
I've tried to play that game. I couldn't take it. I couldn't take it. I thought I was going to love it. I thought it was going to be so different and cool, and it's,
Really?
No.
Still the inner child. It's because we were playing Doom, and Doom scared the inner child out of us.
No, I actually have a lot of inner child. I still watch cartoons, but Disney was never my thing. When I was 5, Disney wasn't my thing.
Yeah, you know what? I never got on that train either. I couldn't handle it.
I don't see what's so silly about Disney, and then you have, like, you know, Final Fantasy with, like, Google running around and stuff like that.
I don't know.
Alright.
I can't argue with you about it, because I can't think of any reason why it doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make sense, you're right. But it's Disney.
Alright.
Disney? When you say Disney, what do you think of? The happiest place on earth. What the fuck? My life is so far from the happiest place on earth. What the hell do I identify with in this game? You know what I'm saying? It's like a perception thing. When you say Moogle, you think of fantasy. You don't think of the happiest place on earth. I don't.
I just, for the most part, didn't like the gameplay.
You think of Naked Mithra, you think of the happiest place on earth.
There you go.
There you go. Mithra, action.
See? Well, damn it. You gotta play more Doom. Are you gonna spend your whole day playing Doom, Rybo?
Well, I kinda have this other game I'm playing that I'm sure you're familiar with.
Oh, no.
You know what I'm saying. I don't wanna name any names.
But you don't wanna name any names.
You know what's going on here.
Yeah, there you go. Oh yeah, in fact you're brighter than we are right now.
Not by much.
No, but I'm sure it's by a little. No, but see we got the mountains right there though. So he's a lot brighter than we are, I bet. What time is it?
It's like what is it, 7:20?
Oh yeah, 7:20. Yeah, it's 7:20. No, it gets really bad in about an hour though. In about an hour, he's going to be way brighter than us still, and it won't be
The thing is that when it gets dark here real quick, and then he'll still have a little bit of light.
Yeah, so you got to wait a little bit longer, so you can go play your game.
But for a long time, it's
a horrible game.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's not a horrible game.
I know.
It's a great game. It really is.
But there is some things wrong.
But there's some things wrong with it, mostly the players, but... All right, damn it, we're not going to start arguing.
We're not going to get into that.
I was actually pretty concerned about that at first, but we did all right.
No.
I know there's a lot I'm missing about Doom 3 that I really want to talk about, and because I don't want to talk about it for like the next month, you know.
Right.
I mean, because I'm going to beat this probably hopefully tonight. At the rate I'm going, tonight or tomorrow for sure. It's not that long of a game.
It's an FPS. It can't be too long.
And somebody on the General Mayhem forum said that it only took him 20 hours the first time through. So I know it can't be that long.
That's very, very common for FPS.
Yeah,
about
exactly.
50 to 20.
So that's about what I expect.
Actually, let me ask you this. In the beginning, like, the level design is pretty amazing. I mean, you actually think you're on this, like, spaceship.
I'm just like, yeah, this like...
It's usually with this, like, first-person shooters, like, the first few levels are great, and then it gets, like, boring us later on. Does it retain the same level design in the beginning?
Where
you are now?
Yes, because you don't leave that place.
Okay.
You're always... Because you're on Mars, and you're on this, like, how the hell, it's like a research facility. They do test on, like, energy stuff there, and if you pay attention to what's going on, like, there's, like, TV monitors every so often, and, like, it talks about, you know what it feels like? Total Recall.
I was going to say that.
Yeah, it totally feels like Total
Recall. Every time I go on Mars, I'm thinking about, you know,
me too, and there's...
All I can think about.
And there's some of the scenes where I'm just like, I swear to God, I saw this in Total Recall. Like the way that the news presenter talks and the way that, like, everything has, like, a short little, like, a three-letter word, like, acronym for everything. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is, like, Total Recall. When you're looking out the window and you're seeing Mars, I'm seeing out the window before that Arnold ran into that chick with the three boobs in that one part.
Yeah.
Remember, I'm seeing out that window. Remember when they shoot in the air leaks out? I swear to God, that is straight in this game. So, but they did a good job, and they've got that little turkey hunter. Did you see that in the kitchen?
Yeah, I saw that. Does that actually work? Because I got there when all the monsters were out. It was gross.
It does work. It does work, and it's Doom 1 graphics with the fist. You can punch, and you punch this little turkey. And if you get there, somebody said that they sat there and did it till they got like 25,000 points or something. You punch a turkey, it explodes, and it gives you like 100 points. If you get like 25,000 points, somebody said it sounds like, it says something like, you need something better to do with your time or something. And then, Modem pointed out if you type in the old cheat codes, it tells you, your memory serves you well. They don't work. They're new codes. Like, God has gotten loaded a bunch of crap like that, and they're all like, quaked out codes. But, like, if you type in like, IDKFA for the weapons, it'll say your memory serves you well. That's kind of neat. It would have been neat if they would have made them the same codes, I think.
Yeah, that would have been cool.
That would have been, you know, a nice throwback for some of us that actually know what Doom is and don't think this is the first one ever, and why the hell are they calling it Doom 3?
Yeah, I found an email that gave, like, a reference to Chainsaw.
Oh, yeah.
Why the Chainsaw again?
I do have the Chainsaw, and I'll tell you.
That's amusing as hell.
It's the second most fun you can have in close range.
Awesome.
I'll tell you, I know what the most fun is? Berserk. You remember that?
Yeah.
The black medikit thing. Now here's something. Explain to me, Kobar, what you told me earlier when I asked you, you're gonna shit. Listen to this.
Damn it.
Listen to this. Say it.
I never really played Doom.
Did you hear that?
What are you doing?
I know. I mean, come on. How?
I was rather young when Doom came out.
But you don't really like the genre anyway, though.
And I'm not a huge fan of FPS.
So that's okay.
I've played a couple that I have enjoyed quite thoroughly, but for the most part, it's never really been my style.
Yeah, so that's why that one's okay. I'll let you slide on that.
No, I'm not going to let slide. Good guy, Kobar, but come on.
But I'll tell you.
I know. Past experiences in old games is pretty short.
Well, I'm sure everybody has holes that they're not proud of, you know?
Mine's pretty glaring.
But some of yours really surprised me, yeah. Some of yours are pretty surprising. It's just like, oh my God, you know? At least
you remember, I'm younger than you, and when I was a little kid, my dad was all, no video games!
Yeah. See, I had the electronic babysitter. It's like, you know, it's like my mom wasn't, she was either not home, at work, or asleep. So that's what I had, was video games, and so that's like I kind of had free reign. Like, Ode, he was the same way, could not have video games in his house. It was like outlawed, well, practically, by his parents.
I could have consoles.
But he still did it, you know.
I could have consoles. My dad thought computers were not gaming machines. You did not have computers.
That's the only reason anybody owns a fast computer for legitimate reasons, anyway.
Well, yeah. But at the time, when I was younger, finally I convinced my dad, hey, look. But for a long time, the computer was off limits for video games.
Wow. The hell was I gonna say? Oh, the Berserk. Sorry to just totally change it, but I didn't want to forget it, and we're really running because We're running out of time because this thing cuts us off in about 10 to 15 minutes.
We don't have enough left to...
Yeah, and on top of that, I'm hella short on disk space today. I couldn't save my game last night.
Oh.
You can rent a window, thank God, so I can delete a save game to save my game. Cool. Yeah, well, I was fucking around with it. It was video. It was Fraps that did it. Yeah. I had like a...
Huh?
Well, you can, but I don't recommend it.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't try it, though. But it was handy for popping out of the game, you know, so I could save my game. But that Berserk, I tell you what, I've only found one so far, and it was the coolest thing. And I wish I would have got... I got video of, like, the last, like, 4 seconds of it, because I didn't know what it was. There was this skull that was, like, floating with this red shit around it, and it was, like, it had horns. And I walked up to it, and I was like, what the hell is this? And I had just fallen through a hole, and I was in like a little bit deeper part somewhere. And I picked this thing up, and all of a sudden, it's like full camera motion blur. Yeah, and you hear your guy I'm not sure if it's your, it must be your guy, but because the motion blur, and they're trying to give you effect that you're like all like pumped up, it almost sounds like a third person scream, but you don't. It's like, and your guy's just going fucking nuts for like 30 seconds, and it is badass.
Does it like, you know, feel good like you used to? Remember the first one when you go...
Oh, yeah. Oh, they punch and they just, poof, they're gone. It is cool. It is pretty cool. I was impressed. That was probably one of the coolest parts even. Like, as scared as I've been and the crazy ass shit I've seen. That was one of the coolest parts because that directly affected me, not just the environment, you know.
Right.
And that was like something cool for my character that I hadn't seen yet, you know. So that was...
And something from the past.
Yeah, exactly. Because I forgot about it. It didn't even dawn on me that would be in there. When I saw that, I was like, oh my god, that is so cool. And then I saw like the skeleton guys are in there, you know, all the guns from the original Dooms are in there. You know what though? I don't have a double barrel shotgun though.
I don't really need it though.
Yeah, but it would be nice.
It would be nice.
Because a lot of the stuff, you know... I never use it.
Really?
I can't stand it.
I can never stand shotguns in these games.
It's too slow in this. At least in Doom 1 it was hella fast. Doom 1 and Doom 2, the single barrel was hella fast. In this one it seems too slow. Why use that when I have a monster chain gun or a machine gun?
The machine gun doesn't do anything for me because it does like such light damage and the shotgun just like vaporizes it.
That's, everybody says that, but I'm not fighting close quarters or something, because all over the forums everybody says, oh, the machine gun's worthless. But I'm like, that's all I use, because the shotgun, I can't, because I'm so far away, but, you know, like, I'm not right up on him. If I'm right up on him, the shotgun's obviously the better bet, and I can kill almost anything in one hit, though. You know? But, like, the spider things you can kill with 2 shots from a pistol. The flying skulls, 2 shots from your plasma rifle will kill them. Those skeleton dudes that shoot the heat-seeking rocket things and the skull things and whatnot, it seemed like 2 shots from a rocket launcher would kill them. And then there's those big-ass caco demons, the big flying head dudes. Those guys are freaking scary in this, by the way.
Oh, that dude, too?
Oh, my God.
Oh, right.
Yeah, they're awesome. And the effects are so cool when they shoot at you. Like, you see, like, the air move around their shot. Like, you can see distortion. It's really cool. Like when you're looking through a window and it's just not quite like a perfect look, that same thing happens around the thing. It's so awesome. But like 2 shots up close with a shotgun will kill them too. And if you're far away, it takes you a million rounds with some kind of bullet weapon to kill those things. And then I saw, I can't remember their name, today, just today, those guys with, they had the 2 like fireball launchers.
Oh, big fat guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. Remember when we came up on that room and it's all... like, way before you come to the room, you hear this crazy fucking noise. And you're like, oh, my God. And I didn't know what it was. I thought it was something way scarier than that. And I'm glad it wasn't because these guys, they still kick my ass, though. But,
They had those big-ass, middle barons of hell from the first game.
Oh, the Minotaur dudes?
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot all that. I haven't seen them yet.
Oh.
I haven't seen them yet, but you know what? It does seem like I'm kind of going in order. You know what I mean? Like, I just now got to the point with the fireball launcher dudes.
Yeah.
So maybe, like, the next thing I see is going to be that, oh my god, that's going to be so amazing.
Have you got to those dog-like aliens, the big pig thing?
Oh, yeah.
Have you got to that where it's just, like, an inversion of
it? Yeah, see? Yeah. I mean, you open the door and they're on you.
Yeah.
That's so good. But, like, later on, you'll see them crawl on the walls and shit. You know, like, you'll go down an elevator shaft and they're chasing you. Oh, I mean, it's unreal, the stuff that they did with this game. Just, I mean, it feels like you know what it feels like to me? It's like, I had it yesterday. It's like Half-Life, Total Recall, and Event Horizon. all rolled into one. It is just freaking nuts, and it makes an amazing game. I am so pleased. I cannot give this any higher. You know what this is? A $55 game, because that's what the retail on it is. It's $55. And I'll tell you what, I find next to no flaw. I mean, really, there's nothing wrong with it. This is what I wanted.
So what? We haven't, have you tried the multiplayer yet?
No, I haven't, but that's not what I'm into it for, so I probably won't even try.
I can't imagine that it's going to do as good a job as some of the things we already have for multiplayer.
Yeah, I mean, tell me it's going to be...
Probably for DPS.
You know, I'm sure, but I think it's also only like 8 players max.
Really?
Four.
Is it four?
Four.
I've seen 8 player servers out there. I don't know if they're cracked servers or not, but I've seen them. So, I know there's at least 8, but it might be 8 player team, though. It might be 4-on-4 CTF only. I don't know. And I saw screenshots of some guys doing it, but it was it was 4 people. But then I saw that some people were advertising 8-player servers, but I think they were CTF servers, 4-on-4. I think.
Did they mention that they had a co-op mode?
No, but that would have been so awesome. And, you know, I don't think they do, because I think I've seen, like, on the menu, you don't see it on the menu. Yeah. You know, there's... But does it say multiplayer, or does it say deathmatch?
It should say multiplayer.
It says multiplayer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I never checked it, because I didn't really care. It's like...
It would
like,
be in multiplayer.
It would be there, but I never checked it out. I just assumed that was online Fragfest or CTF or something, but...
Right.
Like Return to Castle Wolfenstein, I'm in this for the single-player experience. And after that, I probably won't play this too much. That's just the way it is.
Personally, if I want multiplayer, I'm going to go to UT. UT 2K4.
Same here. That's what I'm going
to
play for that.
Or even... going to Counter-Strike.
Or even... Ah!
Time to move on!
Speaking of old games that don't live up to the hype anymore, it'd be nice to see a new one of those that wasn't terrible. I don't know, you know what, I gotta check out the new Frag Ops though, because it runs, it uses UT 2K4 now instead of 2K3, so that's like major improvement there, and they were supposed to add all kinds of shit, but that's for another show, so. But, yeah, cause I don't know, I haven't played it yet, I haven't played the new one, but, it's cause I'm too involved in Doom.
We should check out the new, Make Unreal.
Make Something Unreal.
Yeah, we should check out what's going on in that contest and report.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've looked, too. It's been a long time. I even got email from somebody that's all, just try the mod now. It was a while ago, and I just haven't gotten around to it. Cause I was kinda waiting for the new version is why. I was waiting for, 1.4 of Frag Ops before I went back to it. But, there was some, I think 2 people emailed me, told me to go try it anyway, because they said it was that much better from the last time I played it, which I think was 1.32 or something. It's been a while, but I don't know. Oh, I want to go play Doom now, but we rented Mario Kart today.
We did. I got to see how bad it kicks my ass, though.
Oh, yeah. We're going to try it on your laptop, and then we're going to try to play some Double Dash. But I didn't play any or watch any movies this week, either. I didn't need to. Man, I had Doom. You know what I watched all week?
I had Tails. I haven't watched anything.
I watched Ghostbusters all week. It was the only movie that I had laying around.
The first one?
Yeah, the first one. I don't have the second one. So I didn't watch any new movies. You got anything else, Rybo?
No, that's pretty much it. I mean, your tape's about to run out anyway.
It's an hour and 27, and it seems to cut us off between like an hour and 30 and an hour and 45 usually, and then we have to like save and restart.
And sometimes even earlier than that, it all depends.
Yeah, it's like, it's random, it's so strange, so. And last time I tried to download the new version of Audacity, I couldn't, and I've been lazy since then. So, well, you know what, dude, it was awesome having you on the show.
Okay, I hope I didn't ramble too much.
No, dude, it was, I wish I would have. What I wish would have happened though was that we either had a different topic, something we all knew about more, because I'm the only one here who spent a lot of time. So it's like, and it was unfortunate.
Tough to do, though.
Yeah, I know. I mean, like the one time we pulled it off was with Tails.
Yeah.
And you're miles ahead of the rest of us. You know, but it's hard to get everybody on the same page.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about that World of Warcraft stuff.
Yeah, you know, that was neat to hear about. You know, it's like, I like knowing about that, especially from somebody on the inside who knows what's going on, but like, and Modem, I was kind of hoping he'd wake up and we can get him on, you and him on the phone at the same time, because he's just as
you
far
have
as...
Anyone?
Yeah. Dude, I have the Uber phone.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
That's why my phone bill is outrageous every month and I never call anybody, ever. So, it sucks. But, yeah, we could have had 3 with him. I think he's either probably gone or... But see, he's as far as I am. And I know there's a lot of crazy-ass stuff that I left out that I know that, you know, 2 people that are, like, the same distance in the game that he, you know, we could have... It would have been a little bit, I think, more...
Right.
You know, because we could have covered it more.
Right.
Stuff that I forgot, just Just to hear the experiences, I think. I mean, honest to God, turning on the lights in my house blew my mind. I was that scared. I couldn't sleep. It's like I'm laying there thinking about demons and shit, you know. I mean, it's just amazing. But, well, thank you for being on. I thought, well, it's just going to be Kobar, and I sit here, me blabbering on about Doom. But at least, you know, we got something else to play it. And thank God, you know, about the GBA cars and stuff. That was cool. I didn't know, because I don't know very much about it.
Yeah, I didn't really elaborate on some of that stuff.
Well, I'm pretty good at cutting everybody off.
A question I have...
You know I'm good at not listening and cutting everybody off.
You know, a question I have about that real quick is, can you put actual GBA games on them?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're doing. I mean, that's the main focus for it.
It'll read the ROM on its own without any...
I think on if you put a single ROM on there, you can just put it in and load it up. If you want to put more than one, because the ROMs are like between like 2 and 8 megs or something.
Yeah, you can. I mean, it depends on the game, but like some of the early GBA stuff, like the original Super Mario Advance, all that like first generation stuff, you can put about 3 or 4 ROMs.
Yeah, but don't you have to have some kind of like a loader, like the software on the cart before?
Not the one I have. I have
really
called Easy Flash to Advance or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Basically, it just loads it on to the cart. And when you first start the cart, it's like a menu. You can select which game you want.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
That's like hard-coded onto the cart?
It
flashes it on, but it probably transfers it. Like, when you transfer the ROMs over, it probably reads the ROMs, says, this is what the new menu is, and flashes it over with it.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Is the software that's writing.
Well, like I said, I did previews for the game. I don't know.
Of course not.
Yeah.
The press copies of
Doom. Yeah, I get the press releases.
That's right, yeah, the press releases.
We're the press.
That's right.
Exactly.
You can consider yourself the press now, too, that you've been on the show.
That's
exactly
right.
Exactly. Now I can, yeah.
See, we have excuses. You made a good joke today. We're going to have every listener on the show at some point. At the rate we're going.
It's not
going
to take much longer.
All 6 listeners are going to have been on the show. All right, I think we're done. We're almost, because it's going to run out any minute now.
Yeah,
so. All right?
All right.
All right. Any last words, anybody?
Peace.